John Jessop.
On the line is Paul James. Hello, Paul.
Afternoon, John. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, you're very welcome. Whereabouts in the country are you?
I'm in Hampstead at the moment, in central London.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Quite sticky and hot down there, is it?
It's not too bad. It's cooled down a bit from yesterday. Yesterday was a real hot one. It's up to about 32.
Wow, that was yesterday?
That was yesterday, yeah.
Good God.
Hot day, yeah.
I see we've already been given the amber warnings for the thunderstorms in the next few weeks.
Yeah,
happy days. Enjoy it while you can. But getting back to you, Paul, I mean, great, great song, and it's a story, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's the whole sort of inspiration behind the track was like people say you're not going to do very well at school and so forth, and sort of a autobiographical song. But other people around me, like friends and family and so forth, that have done really well, or even we were just having a little chat before, friends that have brought up like a family, like, they're extraordinary people because they've done so well bringing up fantastic children that have gone on to do amazing things and stuff like that as well. So yeah, it's a track that's really close to my heart.
Right. I mean, you're a singer-songwriter, Paul. Do you find it easy? Because I know we've been in this lockdown now and we've got another month to go, I suppose. It's not easy for people thinking they were going to get out on the 21st, and a lot of events have all been planned and now been squashed again. Have you found it easy going in the lockdown?
Like everyone, we've all had our challenges. It's been tough. Lockdown for me was about having some time put aside and doing some writing, and that's come out really well. I've got some great tracks from it, but just supporting people around you as well. Lots of businesses have been really, really hit hard over this, so I feel for everyone that's gone through this.
Yeah. Do you find it easy to write, Paul?
So, believe it or not, I'm 52 now, nearly 53. I started writing at 50.
Okay.
I picked up a guitar at 47 and sort of took it from there. It's always been a passion for me. I had a little blip in my life and it just made me reset. And then it's something I always wanted to do. So hopefully people like what I've come up with.
Good on you, mate.
The album are really strong.
Well, I mean, that was going to be my next track. Have you got a follow-up single and an EP or an album in the offing?
Yeah, so we've got a follow-up track. I'm shooting the video for the next track, which is quite strong, in Devon over the weekend. So that's going to be called Too Late for Love, and that's going to be on the album that's hopefully coming out within the next few months.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
In what definition is it coming out on, Paul?
It'll be on Spotify, it'll be on Apple, all the platforms, and hopefully we're going to get some actual real records.
Fantastic, yeah. Get some hard copies out.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. When are you looking to launch it, Paul?
So the first, the new track will be coming out on around about the first week of July, and then the album, we're just going to see what's happening with the people around us at the moment that are helping me put it all together when they want to put the album out.
And the general consensus is?
Within probably sort of middle of August.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And then have you got sights, laid for next year, Paul? Are you hoping to get out to do some tours and festivals what's in the bag?
Yeah, I'm hoping that if people like what we've come up with, we had quite a few bits and pieces on lined up before lockdown hit last year. We've done probably two or three reasonable sized gigs to 300 or 400 people, and then they loved the music when we started like playing it live, and so hopefully now when we can get out there and do it again, it's just going to get more momentum behind it.
I mean the gigs that you had in the diary, Paul, are they going to come back once we get past July 19?
Yes, we're hoping so. It's such a tough time for everyone, but we're hoping so.
Do you get up into our neck of the woods?
I haven't been up there for a while, but I'd definitely like to come up there at some point.
No, I mean, I'll talk with Mike, but I'd love you to come to our studio and play live for us.
Oh, no, that'd be amazing. Yeah, no, I'll definitely get something in the diary and do that, John. That'd be great. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I mean, we're a new radio station. We celebrate our first birthday on the 26th of July. And we are right slap bang in the middle of the Baltic Village, which is overlooking the Albert Dock.
Nice.
And, you know, the boss has gone and purchased the penthouse suite, so we're on the fourth floor overlooking Liverpool.
Sounds amazing.
So, you know, you come up there with your guitar and your vocals and your music, and I'd be happy to have you singing for us.
Oh, no, I'd love that. I'd love that, John. No, thanks for the offer. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome, Paul. Well, look, mate, when's the new single due? Because I know this one's been hovering around, and, you know, it is a great, great song with a great meaning to it and a story behind it. The one that's coming out now, has that got similar realms of stories behind it?
So this is about the track that's going to be coming out is about love, and the actual title's called Too Late for Love. And it's never too late, John. So as you get older and things change in your life, you know, you can still meet someone and fall in love and, you know, have an amazing life with that person. So it's sort of in the realms of that.
Wow. I mean, you fell in love at 47 with a guitar, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely did. Absolutely loved it.
And I bet you never thought that would happen.
No, I never thought that would happen. It all came about so I started playing with a guitar teacher because I'd love to do it. And he said to me, do you want to come along and maybe have a jam with a few friends? So I started having a jam, and then we started doing a few little gigs.
Wow.
And then this lady saw me and said to me, I'd love you to meet someone. So who was a writer, and I wasn't expecting, like, who I met. And,
yeah.
Met this guy who wrote with the Bee Gees, the Beatles, Tina Turner, and it turned out to be Lulu's brother, a guy called Billy Laurie.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Amazing guy. And we started writing together, and the tracks that have come out, even Billy said some of the best tracks he's ever done. And couldn't believe it.
So you know, there's a duet with Lulu on the horizon, is there?
Maybe one day, yeah. If she's not too busy.
I know, she's all over the place, and she's unbelievable. Absolutely. She's yeah. Well, look, my old mate, it's great to talk to you, Paul, and really do appreciate you coming on the programme, giving us your time. Great single. Look forward to getting the new one, and then the album, and also, more so, look forward to you coming up to the studio and performing.
Definitely, John. Thank you. Appreciate you having me on today. Thank you.
You're very welcome, my friend. You take care. Stay safe, and see you very soon.
And you. See you. Bye-bye.
Cheers, Paul. Bye-bye now.
The music you know, the city you love. This is Liverpool Live.